Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. It says that about that time, King Herod laid hands upon some members of the church to harm them. He had James, the brother of John, killed by the sword. And when he saw that this was pleasing to the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. It was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He had taken him into custody and put in prison under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. He intended to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter thus was being kept in prison, but prayer by the church was fervently being made to God on his behalf. On the very night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter, secured by double chains, was sleeping between two soldiers while outside the door guards kept watch on the prison. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord stood by him and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." The chains fell from his wrists. The angel said to him, "Put on your belt and your sandals." He did so. And then he said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." So he followed him out, not realizing that what was happening through the angel was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first guard, and then the second, and then came to the iron gate leading out of the city, which opened for themselves by itself. They emerged and made their way down an alley, and suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter recovered his senses and said, "Now I know for certain that God, the Lord, sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all the Jewish people had been expecting." As I'm reading this, I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen the movie Kung Fu Panda, but there's a part in Kung Fu Panda where it's, okay, so it's the bad guy, but think of him as like the good guy, where he is locked in this like jail in what's probably equivalent of like the ice cold part of like Siberia. And there's thousands of soldiers in this like mile deep prison that are like keeping, I forget his name, but are keeping him on lockdown. And all it takes is like this single little feather for him to like unlock himself from the prison and be like set free. And I think sometimes we read this story and it can seem just about as like fake as Kung Fu Panda. But the reality is it said that Peter had to realize like this was actually real. This was so real. And I think sometimes we live our lives like stories like this aren't actually real stories. Sometimes we can talk about the cross and we're like, "I can't believe that he did that." We talk about creation. We're like, "Wow, this is so amazing to live on this earth." But sometimes we forget that stories like this are real. That God literally freed Peter from prison in such a miraculous way. If anyone's played video games, or if you have children or grandchildren that play video games, as the person controlling the game, sometimes it's not the highest, it's not the thing of greatest character to like restart your video game when you're frustrated, but we as people in that position have the power to do whatever we want. Like the video game has no power over us. And we forget that God's in control. He's in charge of things in a similar way that we are to like the creations that we as man have made. There's actually nothing that like the video game can do to stop me, right? And what if we actually lived our life like God was able to step in and intervene in ways this powerfully? Like, what are the areas in your life where you're like, "Well, I actually can't do anything about this because there's too many human or created things in my way." And I know that I'm speaking to myself too, because so frequently I have things that happen in my life where I'm like, "There's nothing that can happen." Like I go into like despair and doubt and frustration. But God actually has the power to do all of these things. Like, it's not difficult for God to free Peter. That wasn't like a thing he had to like mentally prep himself for. He can just do that because he's the one in control. Like, we're in his world. We're in his hands. As easy it is for us to turn off the Xbox or to restart the game, it's as easy for the Lord to shift the things happening in our life. And what's really crazy is, even though like I'm using the bad guy example from Kung Fu Panda, like we as people have the same power because Jesus lives inside of us. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us to change some of these things. Now, Jesus is the Lord Holy Spirit operates in us. Everything's in the Father's will. But we have a power in his name. So what are the situations in your life right now that you're feeling hopeless, that you're feeling like God actually can't do something? We can't do anything here. And are we asking him to intervene and to shift it with faith that he will? What are the areas of our life that he's asking us to step into boldness and bravery? And maybe he's just giving us that little feather to do it. But are we taking advantage of that and stepping into the power and authority that we have to change our earthly surroundings? This has been a reflection on Acts of the Apostles. My name is Anthony, and I pray for you all to be blessed, to be loved, and to live in the power and authority that you have as sons and daughters. Have an awesome rest of your day. Hope to see you soon at Damascus.